The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, that is Taylor Swift, of course, who wrapped up her Eras tour in Vancouver, I think, in the last few days. John Maher is an Irish Independent features writer and music critic. And John, you were explaining why we were listening to Tay-Tay there in her dulcet tones, that it's a significant day for her.
It really is. Well, first of all, she's 35, which...
Happy birthday,
happy
Taylor.
Birthday today. As anybody who... of course, her most celebrated album is 1989, the year of her birth. And also, from a domestic Irish level, we're just in that the anthology, the expanded version of the Tortured Poets Department, has gone back in at number one in the Irish album chart, which kind of encapsulates what an extraordinary year she's had here and all over the world.
So try and give us a sense of how much of a phenomenon Taylor Swift is.
Yeah, I mean, her tour, the Eras Tour, is by a very long way the most lucrative tour in music history. It has grossed $2 billion. She is a phenomenon that nobody, not Beyonce, not Rihanna, not, Katy Perry's had a terrible year. None of them can match her in terms of the kind of the reach, which is remarkable. And all her Taylor's versions, as she calls them, the re-recorded albums, all were American chart toppers. The Tortured Poets Department album was a huge hit this year. There was such a scramble for tickets for those three shows that she put on in the Aviva in June of this year. I mean, I hadn't seen anything like it for a very long time. She just feels like a phenomenon that nobody else can match at present.
And why now and not a few years ago? Because people will remember when she played in Croke Park a few years ago. I mean,
it was all very different then,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I mean, there was kind of people, there was tickets kind of floating around on the breeze.
Well, quite a few things happened. One, she had an incredibly good pandemic. She released several. She really did. She released several albums at that time, including Folklore and Evermore, which kind of reinvented her sound to a large degree. They made her, I suppose, more critically acclaimed than she'd already been. And I just think people fell in love with her in a way that they hadn't before. The whole Swiftie phenomenon really gathers pace. I mean, I have a 12-year-old daughter who I took to the first of the shows in Dublin, and as she put it, because she wrote a little review herself, but she said for half her life, Taylor Swift has been a constant, yeah, and this significant figure. And it's not just 12-year-olds that are super excited about this person. She has support across the age span. And I mean, she is a relentlessly hard worker. As I say, 35 years old, there have been 11 studio albums in that time. There's rumour to be a 12th coming out next year. I mean, there's an unstoppable force, yeah, in Taylor Swift, and I'm not sure if anybody can stop it yet. Perhaps herself, by virtue of being overexposed.
Emily Keegan is with us as well, News Talk reporter, of course, but self-described Swiftie. Emily, much like John's daughter, you're older than her, but she's probably been a feature of a lot of your life, has she?
Yeah, so I first would have heard of her. I have older sisters who are like 10 years older than me. So I first heard
people
of her.
People with older siblings always listen to the cooler music
they
first.
They do, yeah. They
yeah,
do.
You know.
I was the oldest in the family, so it was my mother's taste that I had to. But thankfully, she was an ABBA fan, so
yeah,
well, I kind of fell for that.
Jim,
you know,
Croce would have been on there. My friend up the road is listening to Pearl Jam. But anyway, go on.
Taylor Swift is definitely better anyway. But so she first would have came onto my radar when I was probably about 7, which makes sense because that was 2006. So that would have been when her career really started to take off. And I can remember that specifically because for my 8th birthday, I got the Fearless CD and I still have the CD at home. I actually got the Jonas Brothers CD for the same birthday, which is interesting because that her album Fearless is based off of Joe Jonas. So, and that breakup. So I obviously didn't pick up on that when I was that age, but I kind of, she's always been a constant. I've always been a fan of her. I will admit, kind of drift away from her for some years, and like that, it was the pandemic that really brought me back into her.
And those albums.
Folklore was massive for me.
Okay.
And I think it was because during the pandemic, I had time to actually sit with music for the first time in a long time. And she is known to be one of the best lyricists of all time. And that album itself is just absolutely mind blowing when you actually listen to it. It's basically a storybook, the whole album, and it's just the more you listen to it, the more you learn about it. And I think that was given the time to actually sit with the music, really brought me back into the Swifty fandom all over again.
John, there's a degree of snobbery always from some quarters about Taylor Swift. As there is a kind of any young artist who comes along and purports to kind of take the crown of somebody that an older listener might have grown up with. But I mean, she is a legitimate kind of heir to that crown, isn't she?
Very much so. I think there's far less snobbery than before, and there is this...
There's an acceptance of her brilliance,
I think so, and she has reinvented herself time and again, thanks in part to working with incredible producers and songwriters, as Emily says, you know, she writes her own songs, but she gets help as well. But she has been very careful to kind of change her sound. I mean, initially she was kind of country light with pop. I mean, Fearless is very much of that kind of era. But when you move into albums like 1989 and Reputation, she's really embracing mainstream pop, but doing it in a fascinating way. And like the current album, Tortured Poets Department, she's referencing bands like the Blue Nile and like a wonderful Scottish band. Some of your listeners will know. And I think she... There's far less snobbery than other pop acts, and also she has kind of reinvented the mammoth live show. I mean, it's how she could possibly top the Eras Tour. I don't know.
Emily, you were there as well, like John with his daughter. What was your experience like?
Oh my God, best concert I've ever been to. And, well, actually, I did see One Direction in 2014 and that was a pretty big deal. Yeah. So it's up there, it's neck and neck. I went home from that concert aching in every part of my body. I don't know how she did night after night actually putting on the show, because just standing there dancing and singing along was exhausting. It was a complete spectacle. There was just so much to it, and it really was a journey through time, getting to hear songs like that from the Fearless album, which was the first one I got. It just, there are honestly no words to describe it. It was just fantastic. There was no flaws. I just think she's insane. I think she's so amazing. And I do think, going back to the snobbery thing, and the listeners are going to love this, but I do think it's a lot of it is down to just misogyny. Because if you stand there and you look at her, people just don't like looking at a successful woman. And she's absolutely killing it.
I wouldn't disagree that there's an element of that absolutely in it. But John, has she, or will she, if she were to never record another song again, she hangs up the guitar and says, that's it, I'm going off to kind of live on the farm. Will she have changed music in the way that, you know, a Dylan or someone might have changed music, or the greats in any kind of given field might change the game?
It's a really tricky question, and it's probably only an answer can only come with time. Yeah. I mean, she's not as innovative as somebody like Dylan or Joni Mitchell was, but she has changed what pop artists can be, and she has changed what a live concert can be. And I suppose she's shown young stars today like Chapel Rowan, Billie Eilish, and so forth that you can have this career and reinvent and maintain fans and grow more.
Can you draw a direct line from Taylor Swift and from some of those albums to Chapel Rowan and Billie Eilish?
I think you can, to a degree. I mean, all of those, like people like Charlie XCX as well, has had an incredible year. They have spoken very appreciatively of what Taylor Swift has achieved in her career to date. And again, to use the example of Katy Perry, who never had the talent of Taylor Swift, she just released a dreadful album this year that sold 200,000 copies in the States before disappearing without trace. And there's a sense that a success in pop doesn't guarantee future success. You've constantly got to refresh and reimagine. And I think the big question now is what she'll do next, because this has been an exhausting tour, obviously incredibly lucrative. But there is a sense that she really has to do something different. One of the things that I would advise her to do is take a rest, take a break, and kind of come back as a slightly different artist again. And maybe don't try to top what this tour has been. Come back with something much more intimate. and just to kind of make even for herself to keep things interesting.
And Emily, is there that speculation amongst the kind of the Swifty community? I was going to say the Swifty chat rooms. Do chat rooms exist anymore?
I don't think so.
You don't know what a chat room is. Oh my god! I already felt old when you said how old you were when that album came out earlier. But anyway, and now I feel really old. But is there that speculation? What comes next? What direction is she going to go on?
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what was said earlier of. How is she going to top this? This really does seem like it's the absolute peak of her career. But then we've also thought that before, so who knows? But I do think also seeing her for the first time be so publicly in love with someone and have such a public relationship.
Well, she has had quite a few relationships over the years, and she seems to have been very keen on them until it went south. I mean, the Jo Alwyn stuff. I mean, let's not forget on the Midnights album, she's singing about going to Wicklow with him and picking up a pebble and finding it in her pocket months later. And I mean, if Travis Kelce, if that ends, I mean, poor old Travis, he's going to experience an onslaught of anger that has been nothing about what he finds on an American football field.
Well, that is definitely true. A lot of the fans do take it a little bit too far, and I don't think it's ever okay to attack someone online. But while she has always been very open about her relationships in her music, that's kind of been the only place she's ever been open about it. A lot of it's been guesswork for us. She was with Jo Alwyn for 6 years and never put up an Instagram post of him. And then she put up one with Travis Kelce after dating him for less than a year. So it's very different this time around. And I hate saying this because I don't want to link women and their age constantly to having to become a mother. But like that she is 35 today, if she's entering a very serious relationship, we do start to fear that she might start thinking about a family and that might put a hold on things.
But on the current album, she kind of jokes and plays around with the idea of being pregnant and messing with fans because everybody's trying to work things out. And I think that's probably going to happen, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened for Beyonce, went off and had kids and came back possibly stronger than ever. So I don't think it should be a deterrent to her.
No, absolutely
so
not.
So we started by wishing her happy birthday. We're wrapping things up by announcing her pregnancy.
You heard it here first.
Exclusive. John Maher, thank you very much, John. Good to see you. Irish Independent features writer and music critic, and Emily Keegan, our own reporter.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.